Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be announcing in the fourth hour today the winners of our last political poster contest. It's very hard judging them. But the best man has won. So we'll tell you first, second, and third place coming up. My head is spinning. I mean, I am on the White House enemies list. Bill Clinton running it. And Bill Clinton doesn't play games. This is total creep fest going on here. And then look at these stacks of articles. This is coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to start the fourth hour with this. Schoolgirl 14 dies and three classmates taken ill after being given new cervical cancer vaccine. And then I have other reports here in the U.S. of people dying. Totally creepy. And we can show you video and photos of the blood pouring out of them. I don't know if I'm going to show those, but you can go find them on YouTube if you want. It's so hardcore that the globalists are carrying out a soft kill operation right in front of everybody. And it's come out in the news that it's got the old flu vaccine, the regular seasonal, and the new one has thimerosal, mercury, squalene. We have the inserts now. In fact, guys, did you print me that other insert where she'd highlighted it? You were telling me when I came in that other insert sheet had come in. She talked about, here it is. But we have a bunch of other inserts, too, that I'm going to go over coming up. Yeah, here's the insert, and we've got it all highlighted, so we'll give people a close shot of this coming up. It's just mind-blowing. In fact, maybe I should start getting into this hour. And it lists that it can hurt your fertility. It lists that it can cause cancer. It just listed everything. And this is the influenza virus vaccine Fluvirin. Norvitis, and we've got all that highlighted. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I keep saying unbelievable because this is unbelievable. Healthcare workers protest state-mandated H1N1 vaccine in Albany, New York. Meanwhile, the media is saying no one has to take it. Massachusetts passing laws to forcibly inoculate. Mass vaccination against swine flu begins in Australia. We've got another influenza virus vaccine, Fluzone. Another one here. It says multi-dose vial contains thimerosal, a mercury derivative added as a preservative. There's that from one of the other vaccine inserts. It's just cancer jab alert after girl dies, BBC. It's just, and then the financial news I've got is all completely off the charts. And then we've got these reports, Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. And they built some weird FEMA camp in this one town. Steve Quayle coming up in 55 minutes to break all that down with us, the latest flu developments. Oh, man. We've got a video of teen attack beaten to death in Melee in Chicago as people beat him to death in the street. This is shot from an iPhone. And, of course, they can't call for banning lead pipes and boards they beat him to death with. Chicago's this crime capital because they've disarmed the public. And now though, I guess they'll call for banning steak knives. England's actually done that. And butcher knives, clubs, pipes. They were using pipes and clubs. I'm going to play that video. Mandatory flu vaccination splits workers. Another headline in the U.S. It's all happened. Troops are being deployed everywhere. And I'm pinching myself, trying to wake up from this Cross Between an Outer Limits episode, a 1984 book, and The Twilight Zone. I'm going to come back. You want some more Megadeth? We're going to play Darkest Hour. A little bit of that for you, then start getting into the news, taking your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The Republic is in its darkest hour. Will you come to her aid? Mustaine, an amazing guitarist, amazing songwriter, now fully awake to the New World Order. Thanks to all of you out there. Believe that we are on the White House enemies list? Again, we are back live. Look, I'm just going to open the phones up, regroup here. So much news coming in. Merc teams, national police forces, world government being openly announced, Gardasil deaths, deadly stuff in the flu vaccine now being admitted. It's all just off the charts insane. Let's go to your phone calls. Dave in Kansas. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I got an idea for how we can start to take apart this police state and all these provocateur tactics like they're doing at the G20.
Yeah, for those that don't understand a provocateur tactic, briefly, you'll have peaceful demonstrators. The cops will come out either with hired thugs or themselves dressed as anarchists, attack the police, burn a trash can so they can then attack the peaceful crowds and legitimize the announcements of no protest, no congregating allowed in the city of Pittsburgh or the surrounding suburbs of Oakland. And we have those clips coming up later where the police chief just says, yeah, you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to be on the streets. And so they do that to rationalize and sell their operations. They commit false flag attacks.
Yeah, and this could even go deeper. I mean, this could even include 9/11 and other things. But it's going to take the help of some of the wealthy listeners out there who know who they are, I guess. But how about some people with some money set up a program of cash rewards for anybody in law enforcement or military to come, if they'll come forward and sign an affidavit that they committed a crime on the orders of superiors, they'll get.
I don't think with the laws that you can give cash rewards to people to come to anything but a grand jury or jury. That those have to be set up under state laws. And that would just be a labyrinth of operatives and disinfo and honeypots and setups and people trying to feed you disinfo and burn you.
Well, I mean, they would have to be a member of law enforcement or military, and they would sign an affidavit saying that they had personally committed a crime on the orders of one of their superiors.
Yeah, the media would say they were being paid to lie, which is what they do, pay informants to do. How about the police and military come out because of their oath and tell the truth about how they were ordered to tell lies?
That would be too good, too, I guess. I just don't see. We just got to do something about this because nothing gets done, and they just get away with these tactics over and over
again. Dave, I hear you, but it came out in Denver that the police attacked the police in the Denver Post, and the police admitted it, and nobody got in trouble. That's one point, one case of many, one example of many. We need people in Denver to go to the city council, to go to the grand juries, state and federal grand juries, and call for indictments for that. In Canada last year, they got caught staging attacks on police. The major papers admitted it. The Royal Mounted Police admitted they did it. No one got in trouble. In the G20, the last meeting five or six months ago, in England, in London, the police got caught beating a man to death delivering newspapers and then covered that up and were caught provocateuring. No one got in trouble. In Greece, earlier this year, the police got caught on national TV attacking storefronts to blame it on the protesters. No one got in trouble. So take 9/11. We have Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, saying bin Laden was taking orders until 9/11 from the CIA. They gag her. They shut it down. The media won't cover it, though a few major magazines and newspapers have covered it, but still it's a tiny amount of coverage. AP is reporting that Jesse Trinidad, who we're going to get on this week, in fact, that's somewhere here in my stack, that reprint that for me, guys. I'm having trouble finding it in my stacks. I cleaned the desk off this morning and still can't find it. That they've edited the FBI tapes that he got, and he also got FBI documents that they were surveilling Elohim City, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who, by the way, is targeting us viciously right now. There's evidence they've got black ops going against us in Austin. And that they were in control of it. I mean, we have all the evidence here. We have the information. And I'm not poo-pooing your point. It's just that people say, oh, wealthy listeners. The globalists have all the money in the world and the power, and they can barely carry out their operation. I mean, sure, it would make things easier for us if we had $10 million or $1 billion or something, but I wouldn't even know how to spend that money and what to do with it. Because it's one thing to have money. It's another thing to implement a plan. Our plan is to get the truth out and try to get the people active and to get out there on the street and to take action. My plan is to try to get more good writers in-house that we can trust. But we are isolated in that we have had people try to infiltrate us and bring us down from within. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. We're on the White House top 25 enemies list. I mean, this isn't a game I'm playing every day. I try to explain this to people. And, by the grace of God, I'm still alive. They also don't want to kill me or set me up because they don't want to underline and highlight that I'm telling the truth and I'm the real deal and that I'm a true leader and involved here trying to energize the people. If they kill me or set me up, that will underline and highlight everything I've said and done. But they're entering a phase now, and I've told people this. I can clearly see it with what's happening around my office and other things in my life, that they may just say to hell with that and go ahead and blow the hell out of me. And I've got to steel myself. I've got to get my spine up and get in position and take my licks. I asked for this, and this is what I want, and this is who I am, and may the chips fall where they may. I passed the point of no return a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a distinct pleasure to know I'm on the side of good. It's a distinct satisfaction to know I'm not a coward and I haven't disgraced my family name. But I don't have all the answers. You out there collectively do. And it's about getting involved and not letting the feds take over your local communities. So you want to see the solution. It's like V for Vendetta. Look in the mirror. We ought to pull up on YouTube that V speech. And he goes, I know why you did it. You were afraid. So you gave these men control. But if you want to know who's really to blame, all you have to do is look in the mirror. And that is all of us collectively. But they can kill me or set me up or demonize me or destroy me or make lies up about me or pull me over and throw drugs in my car or whatever they do. You know, they got a playbook. I don't know what play they're going to run, but I know they've already run a lot of plays against me. But because we're so clean and so, you know, paying all the taxes, doing everything right, worst thing I do is speed sometimes when I'm late getting to work. Got a little bit of a lead foot there. But, if they crush me or destroy me, I was a good person. I'm not perfect, but I did this righteously. And somebody had to stand up for the innocents, and corruption had to be dealt with. I'm going to take more calls from Sherry, Jonathan, Barbara, Ken, and others. When we get back on the other side of this quick break, and then we've got the vaccine news. We've got the police state news. We've got the world government news. We've got the Steve Quayle joining us. We've got the flu information. We've got the Gardasil information. We've got an absolute overload of information, but your call straight ahead on the other side of this break. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Key information with Steve Quayle coming up. Let's go to your calls right now. Welcome to our lives inside the New World Order. It's not coming. It's here. Now we march deeper into the breach. Into the valley went the 5,000. Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry in Georgia. Sherry, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
With the anti-Fed revolution, and it's Carrie, by the way.
I'm sorry. It says Sherry. Carrie. Okay.
That's okay. With the anti-Fed revolution picking up speed right now, what What is your personal view or your personal opinion on, you know, we've had the unusual activity of the Fed now admitting they've hidden gold swap arrangements and things like that. This push for this anti-Fed revolution, on the flip side of that, how do we know who should be in charge after control has or maybe would be regained, so to speak?
Well, A, I'm facing the battle at hand. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. As a great philosopher once said, I'm calculating every possible destination of their trajectory on how they're going to counter us auditing the Fed. And an audit, as the Fed has said, will destroy them because they're so criminal and have engaged in so much insider trading and giving themselves trillions of dollars. It's a consortium of private banks masquerading as government. Now we've unmasked them as private, and in national polls, the majority of the American people, over 75%, want to audit it or abolish it. They now know it's private. We've had that great victory. Now we've identified the real government, the illegitimate shadow government. Ron Paul has a plan to monetize it and phase it out and write off the derivatives with a partially gold-backed system after we've done that. Other people have a purely fiat system, different variants of that. We need to have a national debate and education about fiat currency and fractional reserve banking. And then get the power of the purse nationalized under the Constitution as it's supposed to be. Just follow the Constitution. People keep bashing our system of government. We don't follow our system of government for a good 50 years completely. In the last 100, they've been phasing it out. But in the last 50, it's almost gone since the mid-50s. So we have to have a restoration of what the Constitution says, and we'll just do what it says. And then Congress can decide how that's going to be done, and we'll make sure it's not a private bank again that's doing it. I mean, we had Andrew Jackson fight it and beat it. We had other presidents fight it and beat it. Lincoln had fights with him. He issued his own U.S. currency. They killed him over it. That's on record. So this is the big issue. This has always been the biggest issue. Because if you let these private banks issue imaginary currency and credit and debt, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered overnight, within a generation, as Thomas Jefferson said. I'm paraphrasing his quote. So audit the Fed. First things first. Nationalize it, and then we can have a specific debate about the legislation and what Congress does with that new system.
I just, you know, fear, you know, just like anybody else, this anti-Fed revolution turning into an excuse for people who are already in office to push for global currency.
Ma'am, global currency. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. That is the Federal Reserve's talking point. The Federal Reserve hired the Enron lobbyist, the biggest lobbying firm that handles all the big corruption cases, to run their PR. And they've said the economy will implode, we'll have martial law, the banks will pull the rug out from under us if we don't submit to them. It's like Professor Black in Fall of the Republic talks about, it's like in Blazing Saddles where the sheriff's surrounded and he says, drop your guns or I'll shoot myself. That's what they're doing. And they've also put out through our own ranks, they just want to get rid of the Fed to have a new world government. They just want a global currency. If we get rid of it, we'll have a world government. We already have a Bank of the World. We already have a world government. They have SDRs and other digital currencies being traded between the private central banks. They've already gone to digital money. They're going to have regionalized currencies. They're already announcing it. That are units that are controlled by that body. That's what the G20 is meeting for. It's already here. So we have to save our currency, save the dollar, fix it, and get out of the IMF and World Bank and arrest these bankers. But again, the bankers know that they're fully discredited. So they only pose as patriots to discredit myself, Ron Paul, and anybody else that sticks their head up to try to warn the people about the real system and say, they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve so we can have a world government. The Federal Reserve is the regional private consortium governorship of the international banking cartel on record. We already have a global government. That's what the carbon tax is. That's what the Tobin tax is. That's what all these announcements are for, and more money to the IMF and World Bank. We're in a world government. We're in the new world order. They already have us under a global currency. It's bank to bank. Okay? They plan on killing the dollar to bring in the new world currency completely. Instead, we got to save the dollar and defeat the bankers. It's very simple, but you're buying their disinfo black off.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We're going back to your phone calls. I've got Paul Watson about to come on. I want to, on air, give him the different points I'd like him to incorporate into an article about us being on the enemy's list. Watson is my most trusted apprentice who's off-site, and we got Aaron also doing a great job. Everybody here just does a wonderful job. But Paul, so many times I call him on a political issue and I say, what's your take on this? And it's exactly my take. Not because he follows what I say, but because he has the same understanding of the nexus points. That's why he is so precious to us. Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to Paul here in just a moment, but I want to say something about Fall of the Republic. We were about to release the Obama deception in 4 days, and the FBI showed up here. Then they started calling people randomly around the office, asking about my film and asking about my studios. And we were saying, and we've been given a federal subpoena, and the subpoena said don't talk about this case while the investigation's open, about somebody on the message board. And I said to the FBI, I said, I'm going to have you talk to my lawyers. I said, what does my film have to do with this? And they started making inquiries about our servers here at this office and offsite, and wanting to know where our servers were located separately from the investigation. And then I got some death threats over the film. And then I got followed a couple times driving home late at night, cars getting up on my tail, coming up threateningly. And I said, well, I'm really getting a message here. And, of course, I guess they hadn't looked in my file. When you come at me and try to attack me and intimidate me, it suddenly gives me giant reservoirs of energy. And so I released the Obama deception 3 days early, and it's the most viral film I've ever released, one of the most viral films in internet history, more than 20 million views that we know of that we've been able to count. You can order the DVD to have it in your library at InfoWars.com. Now, it's come out in major publications, and it came out a few weeks ago that the White House is compiling a list of people attacking him on the internet, asking White House supporters to spy on their neighbors, to make reports on their neighbors, anything, quote, fishy, anyone criticizing Obama. It's now confirmed he wanted to give a speech to the kids and enlist them to serve him. Now we see the curriculum singing, replacing Jesus's name with his name. Jesus loves all the little children, red, yellow, black, and white. They're all equal in his sight. Obama, President Obama loves the children. They are all equal in his sight. You know, red, yellow, black, and white. And now so many videos have come in. I've seen, I didn't count them. It's got to be more than 10 the last day. We'll try to play a couple today. I sent you those last night. You have them? Sent a couple, I know. I mean, just they get worse and worse by the minute. I mean, they're really deploying troops. They're really setting up a police state. They're really deploying mercenaries. He's really talking about 500,000 troops now in Afghanistan, not 50,000. He's really saying indefinite secret detention of citizens and foreigners. I mean, it's really happening. So that said, that's why we released the Obama deception early. I hope I don't have to release this film early, because by putting it out with the trailers, by building up the momentum, it will be seen by more people and have a bigger effect if I can launch it on October 21st on that Wednesday, coming up in about 22 days. But I've implemented a plan. It's now been uploaded at remote sites, ready, that if I have to, I will pull the trigger any time to release this film. If I have to. I will tell you this, though. I've gambled on this film. It's got close to twice the budget of any film I've made. I sent 17 flights out with crews, sometimes two crews in two different places at the same time. Went to Canada, California, Florida, New York, Washington, Ohio. The list goes on and on. To have these interviews in the film, Fall of the Republic is a quantum level above the Obama deception. You want to understand the mind control, the police state, how the banks did it, what the New World Order is, what their master plan is. Pre-order the DVD today, and your DVDs will ship in the order that your order came in, and the powerful extras that are at the end as well. Regardless, we need your financial support, and you support us by buying the DVDs at InfoWars.com. I want to thank everybody that has bought the books and T-shirts and materials. That's how we fund this operation. We're not like George Soros that has banker bailout money and uses it against the American people to quell free speech. We're not like the government buying tens of billions of dollars in fake newscasts and product placement and messages and sitcoms and dramas. We don't have that. We're a tiny ragtag band, and we need you to fuel our weapon system in the info war, and you do that when you buy the books and videos. So pre-order. We've got discounts where you can get some of the other films at half off, or in one case, 75% off. T-shirts, 75% off. When you order the T-shirts and materials with Fall of the Republic, order them today at InfoWars.com. Or you can also call us toll-free, and that's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. The film is $19.95, $5 shipping and handling, to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And we're opening up our solar panels to the people to energize us so we can then build up another burst in the info war at the enemy. And make no mistake, we're on the White House enemies list. Of the 25, we're listed. Alex Jones for the Obama deception. Obama has called top bloggers, one guy that made the thing where he plays the part of Thomas Paine, he talks about the country, that guy on the news got summoned to the White House. Obama summons bloggers and viral video makers. And this guy's getting summoned for 1 million views. We're 20 million views, at least for Obama deception. You better believe they're aware of it and upset. And now that's proven, specifically from White House sources. And then this was leaked. And this article was written to make it sound legitimate. And that I am on the list. And I want to bring Paul Watson up right now. Paul, what is your view on us being on the enemy's list now?
Well, the thing about this, Alex, is that the fact that Obama and Pelosi have an enemies list was reported weeks ago, and in the case of Pelosi, months ago. In fact, the White House encouraged people to inform on Americans and snitch on the biggest enemy to Obama's political agenda, and that was in U.S. News and World Report.
And that was a form of enlisting the people to be spies, but also to create a focus group to find out who was getting snitched on the most. I'm sorry, U.S. News and World Report. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then Politico and CBS News also reported in March that Pelosi also keeps the political enemies list. And Politico also reported that Obama kept one in also in March of this year. So it's widely acknowledged that these lists are kept. You talked about Clinton keeping lists of his enemies earlier, of which Vince Foster was undoubtedly one. We know what happened to him. But the thing about the Globe is that people will just dismiss it as the Canadian version of the National Enquirer, which is fair enough. But the fact is, the fact that Obama's got an enemies list is widely reported by numerous other.
Well, they're saying they got this from a White House source. We know they have enemies list. And they specifically target us for the Obama deception and the coming up fall of the Republic. Reading this, this reads exactly in line with how they operate. And it says Bill Clinton is running the list. He was the master of enemies list.
Yeah, I mean, that's well documented. I mean, you talked about that for years. So, yeah, it's on the record that they keep these lists. And it's no surprise that you'd be on it because the Obama deception blows wide open the left-right paradigm and how Obama is just another puppet for the international banking syndicate, the same ones that control Bush, and his policies since he was elected have proven that to the nth degree.
Did you know that I'm the only person on the list that isn't a fake right-wing neocon? We're the only person. It's Limbaugh and Beck and all these other people. Michelle Malkin, we're ahead of her on the list, who only attack him from a glancing angle. We directly go to the fact that he lied about everything. And as citizens, we have a right to do this. And that's why they've created these enemies list. That's why they told our cameramen, you're going to be put on a terror list, and laughed at him in Pittsburgh when the police tried to set him up with the army. Because this is the new America where we all go on lists. And if we give in to this chilling effect, it's over.
Well, I mean, this goes back to Bush when the White House had a policy that was later made public by Bush, which was to treat, quote, conspiracy theorists who put out theories about 9/11, which don't agree with the official story, as, quote, terrorist recruiters, and that they should be attacked and maligned. And we saw that happen imminently after, so. I mean, then you've got the DHS document that lists alternative media or people who simply disagree with the official version of any given story to be potentially dangerous, potentially domestic terrorists. So it stretches back further than Obama having a list. I mean, it's what cops and Homeland Security agents are being told is the new enemy in America.
Well, the Globe is in England, it's in the U.S., it's in Canada. It is one of the biggest periodicals. And it's one of the more serious ones. It doesn't do a lot of the space alien stuff. It's got Burt Reynolds dying, Swayze Widows, Agony, Rigged. It's got, but the big cover story, this is the cover story right now, is 25 enemies Obama wants to silence. And this is, you know, it came out about John Edwards in this publication and the Enquirer about his love child and all his lies there. I have no doubt that this is an accurate report, Obama's secret enemies list revealed, 25 names that the president wants to silence and why. And again, I don't use drugs. I hardly ever drink. I kind of, you know, go 6 months without drinking and then spend a month drinking, and not even that heavily. I go off and on cigars. It's pretty gross, but chewing tobacco and cigarettes. I like anything tobacco. I speed. I race around in my car sometimes. I'm faithful to my wife. I don't do anything criminal. We overpay the phony taxes of the Federal Reserve. I have outside accounting firms in here. We try to keep our nose completely clean, Paul, and I don't want to give our enemies any attention, but they're clearly pulling out all the stops against us with foundation money, attacking us from the grassroots and the top. And I just want listeners to know that's being done because we're effective. Paul Watson.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been attacked from the left most recently. I mean, their attention span and their memory is about as short as it's so finite because we get attacked by people like Think Progress for being right-wing extremists when on their own website, because they're owned by a different organization, a larger organization, it says that their mission is to push the political agenda of the Obama White House, and then they accuse us of being partisan. So it's attacks like that that are so easily ridiculed, but they come in from both sides. So, I mean, this just goes to show that, you know, for 8 years you railed against Bush, and now we're called right-wing extremists.
Well, it's incredible to be a cover story in one of the biggest on-the-stand, newsstand publications, Obama's Secret Enemies List, and we're on it. Very, very creepy, Watson. I want to go back to calls, but I wanted to make sure you were on the same page, and you are. Show all the admissions of his enemies list. Show how they wanted to get people tattling on their neighbors, the kids serving him, how they're putting people on watch list, how they want to put conservatives on no gun buy list with no judge or jury. There's a lot of other points I meant to make when I got you on the line, but I've misplaced them mentally there. But it'll come out of the file cabinet here in a second. It's just that we are the subject of intimidation. We are the subject of attacks. We know this stuff is going on. And it is very, very creepy to have this going on. Anything else?
Well, yeah, again, for people who will attack the credibility, I mean, these tabloid periodicals sometimes break big stories. There's a reason why the National Enquirer got sent anthrax after 9/11. It didn't happen by accident, and we know where the anthrax led by.
They published the Bush daughters falling down drunk on 6th Street in Austin.
Yeah, and then you've got all the other admissions from CBS, Politico, U.S. News and World Report that these enemies lists are kept. So that's documented.
Well, I hope I don't get anthrax in the mail.
Well, I won't put anything past them, but hopefully not, no.
It really, I mean, these are people that kill millions of third world innocents. Murder means nothing to them. But the good news is this is out. So if anything happens to us, everybody knows who to look at first. The Clintons, who are openly running the Obama White House with the same crooked group of bankers that engineered the banking changes that brought us to this point in the 1990s. And Fall the Republic covers this. If the White House didn't like the Obama deception, they are sure not going to like Fall the Republic, Watson.
Well, certainly not, because, I mean, I'm getting a lot of emails from black people who voted for Obama and are now, because of the Obama deception and what we've done since, completely awoken to the true paradigm. So we're reaching the target audience that we need to reach. We're not preaching to the choir anymore. We're going out and finding those people that need to be brought out of their sleep.
Well, let's be clear. We were never preaching to the choir. That's another false attack. Oh, you're not effective. Oh, you're not reaching anybody. We've always, through our listeners, been reaching more and more people. But now we are growing exponentially. And with great power, as Spider-Man says, comes great responsibility. And it is a very daunting task, Watson. I just want to point out, I have my First Amendment. I have my rights. And coming after us is the type of thing that will bring these criminals down. And I'm kind of proud to be on the list, but I also don't like it. I would have been just as glad not to be on the list. I would just I would tie it into the no-fly list and the watch list and what they told our crew and how this is the total secret police system here in the United States. And there needs to be a congressional investigation of these criminal activities, because it's admitted Pelosi has an enemies list. She's admitted to that. And these people are just outrageous. And Clinton, the Bushes would kind of ignore you. They were so arrogant, they would just kill third world population, stage terror attacks to get their operation going, and are so arrogant, they would, I mean, the head of the Bush family, George Herbert Walker Bush's wife, Barbara Bush, said on Larry King Live, she said, if you talk about my family or mess with my grandchildren, I will kill you. And King said, what do you mean? She said, what I just said, we'll kill you. And the Bushes are like mafia. They have mafia rules. They say, you mess with our family. That's why one time Kevin Booth, at his wife's 40th birthday, we're at a steakhouse, and there are the Bush daughters drunk with these heavy meddlers. And he goes, let me go get the camera out of my car. And I said, dude, don't sign your death warrant. Leave them alone. Let's mess with George W. Bush. It was right at 9/11. They had federal marshals guarding them. Federal marshals came over, so they were fans. You know, we're not messing with their families. Don't mess with our families. The problem is the Clintons, they don't have any rules. They go after families, kids. They're just absolute scum. Hard to believe they're even worse than Bush, but at least he has some mafia morals here. We'll be right back. Thank you, Watson. Get us a good report. Another report I got
to
call you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Toe-to-toe up against the New World Order. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas, then Barbara, Ken, Paul, Edward, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Alex.
I've been a fan of you for a while. Have you heard of the census worker out of London, Kentucky? Not London, England, but London.
No,
Kentucky.
I've talked about it. I mean, go ahead and make your point, and I'll make mine.
Right. Well, he was hanged and mostly naked, and when they found him on his chest, it's red.
Fed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think.
Do you know what happens? Let me just tell you. You're calling from Kansas, but I would imagine you know about Tennessee and areas of Kentucky and Alabama and Texas and even upstate New York, that if you go in there around those people's marijuana crops or their whiskey stills, that's where it comes from, that's where the culture comes from, they will kill you. I got out when I was going to Bohemian Grove one year, 2003, to cover it. I got out in the middle of nowhere to urinate up against a tree. And about 200 yards away back in the woods was a shack. And somebody said, get the hell away from my land. And I said, I'm just over here stopping by the road. Yes, sir. Boom! Shotgun. And the shotgun pellets went through the leaves and were falling down on top of me because they shot from 100, 150 yards, whatever, away. They didn't have a lot of power. And I got in my car. Kevin Booth was with me because we went and shot some of the footage that you see in Order of Death. And we got in the car and sped off all these windy roads. Because it might be 30 minutes in those hills till you get to a bathroom or a restaurant. So let me just tell people, they're going to try to spin this and demonize people that said the census workers are violating the Fifth Amendment, making people answer how many guns do they have. You know, these 100-plus questionnaires they're giving some people. They have different versions. Some have 5 questions. Some have 49. Some have 120-something. I've gotten the 49-question one before, and this time got the 100-plus question one. And so, yes, they're trying to spin it. Oh, my God, the Patriot Movement's in trouble if somebody killed this guy. He's in an area, and again, these areas of Tennessee and Kentucky where they will kill you in a minute. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, my point exactly. I just thought it may seem like they're trying to point this at. They mentioned that there wasn't no real major anti-government, you know, sentiments, but the fact that they brought it up, I always thought that they're just
looking for anything. They can kill 1,300,000 Iraqis. The police can rubber bullet a girl in the face in for the Red Sox and kill her, and they don't get in trouble. They can shoot us and kill us all the time. And then they're out there getting pushy with hillbillies. Hillbillies will kill you. I mean, anybody knows that. Anybody knows you don't get off the dirt roads in many areas of the South. I mean, I grew up being told that. You don't go near hillbillies' property. They will kill you, period. And they're sending him into the woods, the people's shacks. He could have been killed by a mentally ill Vietnam vet. He could have been, by a felon, by somebody growing drugs. And they put a message, don't come in the woods. And I think it's not good what happened, but that's what they do. There's a lot of areas of East Texas you don't go into on the border of Louisiana. A lot of areas of Louisiana you don't go into. They want to be left alone. And they will kill you better than a hammer. Anything else?
No, thank you.
And Blackwater and others try to go into these areas, which they're now trying to do. They're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.